Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we were learning Mishlei, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Vav, with the parish of the Gra, Alpitaras, Marina of Arbein, Rav Moshe Zatzal, talking about the Sechel HaPoel. Hashefa shel Sechel HaPoel hu ma'arechet shel da'at shehi ha-metziut ba'atzma v'zo nevu'ah. This Shefa of the Sechel HaPoel is a system of Das, which is the Metzius itself, and that's Nevu Nevi'im, says the Rambam, have the Shefa of the Seichel HaPoel. And that means, She'en ze rak gilui amiti shel Seichel Nif'al. It's not just a true revelation of the Seichel HaNif'al, which we spoke about. That's the Seichel that perceives reality, as opposed to the Seichel HaPoel. That's the Seichel at the root of Metzius. The Metzius was produced by this Seichel HaPoel. So, this Seichel HaPoel, when a Navi gets Nevuah, it's not just the Gilui Amiti of the Seichel HaNifal, how to be Tofes, the true revelation of reality, but rather it is a revelation of the Seichel HaPoel itself that is found at the Sherish HaBriah. So it's not just telling the Seichel HaNifal how to perceive reality, but it's a revelation of the source of reality itself. It's a Gilui of the Seichel HaPoel Atzmo that's at the Sherish HaBriah. Gilu shel amitzut ha-amitit atzma. V'lachen mofet ba dafka al-yidei navi. Ze chelek mi-Hashem novi shelo. This mofis comes through a navi because his nevuah is shefa from the seichel ha-poel, and that's the seichel that creates reality. We spoke about that in an earlier shiur. The idea of how a Navi does Moifsin. The Rambam says that the Navi doesn't have to do an Ois in order to validate his Nevuah. It's enough that he knows the future, but it's Pashut that if he makes a Shuni B'teva, that is Ma'ames his Nevuah. It's a sign of his being a Navi. So somebody who's a stock of Reis of Abra Alma. Somebody's a Bailam on the Torah, is also a Bailam on the Metzius. So the Nevi'im Masur is a Torah Lan Shekines HaGadola. So they became the Bailam on the Torah. They have the Bailas on the Metzius. We spoke about that at length. We're not going to review. You could listen to that shiur. It's recorded. Moreover, about Shmuel, it says, Shmuel Aleph, Perakim, Psukim, Yates, Tochav, ויגדל שמואל והשם היה עמו ולא יפיל מכל דבריו ארצה וידע כל ישראל מדן ועד באר שבע כי נאמן שמואל לנביא לשם רדק כל מה שהיה אומר הבא והקדוש ברוך הוא מקיים על ידו אפילו הדברים שהיה אומר שלא ברוח נבואה ובזה הדבר ידעו כל ישראל כי נאמן שמואל לנביא השם that Shmuel became great and Hashem was with him and everything he said happened. And the Jewish people knew, from Dan to Be'er Sheva, all throughout Israel, that Shmuel is a faithful prophet to Hashem. The Radak says, everything he said happened, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayem through him. Even things that he said, Shelo B'derech Nevuah. Without the spirit of Nevuah, it happened, and therefore people knew that Shmuel is a faithful prophet to Hashem. Tosfos says in Yevamos in Daf Tzadi Amud Beis regarding the fact that Eliyahu Anavi was makriv in Har Karmel shchutei chutz mishum dischazik b'nevuas b'nevius ayusamchon alav mashi amavtiach b'yiridus eish v'sherchtem alav tachas hakachin b'chutz shibuschus atzulas atayid eish min hashamayim. He had a cheskas navi, and there was somech on him that he promised there'd be a Yeridas Esh, there'd be a fire that falls down from the heaven. And they were Shochet, based on his Haftacha, they'd Shochet Kachim Bachutz. That in his Chus, in his Tefillah, the fire is going to come down from Shemayim. In other words, it wasn't Al Pi Hashem, there was Samech and Eliyahu that they should do what they did. So, by a Navi, there's a special Inyan, that since he's a Navi, and he's Mishtalev, he comes together with the Seichel HaPoel. So Memela, what he is Tofes that has to be in the Bria, actually happens because he's connected to the Sechel HaPol, which is a Sechel that's Yotzer Mitziut, that creates reality. And that's the Biur in the Nisuch of Av Torah, Asher Bachar B'Nevi'im Tovim, V'Ratza B'Divrayhem HaNe'amarim Be'emet. What does it mean? What's the special Indian? Ratza B'Divrayhem HaNe'amarim Be'emet. That's what it says about Shmuel. V'lo hipil mikol dvarav arza. Everything he said happened. And that's a Navi. When a Navi talks, even not al pi nevuah, whatever he says is going to happen. Because he's connected to the Sechel HaPol. It says, Estakel boi reisu bro alma. In other words, the whole Bria is his galus of Torah. Torah is yotzer tamitziut. And therefore Torah, which is the Chochma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be'etzem ma'uta nitpeset kedavar she'eno nefrad me'amitziut. Kol gilui shebatorah hu shel ha'mitziut. The Torah, its very essence, is perceived as something that's not separate from mitzius. The whole gilui of the Torah is a gilui of the mitzius. Torah is the chokhmah of Hashem. It's not separate from the mitzius. Torah is the gilui of the Torah is the gilui of mitzius. Torah and Bria are two tsuros through which the chokhmah of Kadosh Baruch Hu was revealed to the Bria. B'dibur u'b'maisa. Torah is the dibur, and Bria is Hashem's maisa. Just like a person can be megalas machshava through dibur and through maisa. Just by a maisa, efshal letofso kimaase stam, efshal lahamik v'legalok mitochot ha'machshava ha'munachat bo. Filu b'dibur, ha'machshava nikeret yoter, sh'rei kol atzmo shel dibur ba, kedei legalota u'lehotziya. By maisa, you could be tofes. What a person does is a maisa stam, or you could be ma'amik. You could be megala the machshava that's selected in the maisa shemunach b'tocha maisa. By dibur, the machshava is more nicker, because the whole essence of dibur is to be megala the machshava. Tov yatzar kevod lishmo. The gilui of chesed and the bria is perceived only through chachma. Kevod, chuchma. In Kabbalah, there's a concept of kavod. Kavod is gematria 32. That's the Lamed Beis Nesivus of Chochmah. Since the whole Bria is a Gilui of Hashem, and all of his Midos are perceived through this revelation, the Tfisa is going to be through Chochmah, as we spoke about in the previous year. Tov, Hashem, who is Tov, Yetzar created, Kavod, this Chochmah, the Shmo, for the sake of his name, that we should be able to perceive him. So it emerges that the tfisa of Torah mechayevet ketzurata shel Torah. V'lachen kol she'eino ba'asiya eino b'lemida. Kiven she'Torah b'malachim achrim shel chokhmah eina nitpesit. The tfisa of Torah has to be like the tzura of Torah. And the tzura of Torah is the tzura of asiya. Shem has the Torah, which is the blueprint, and then there's the asiya, which is the bria. There has to be an asiya that comes out of the Torah. So too with our Torah, the Torah that's learned, it has to be with Asiya. Kabbalah Satorah comes with the Tzur of Nasev and Nishma. Lo Shech Malach Shel Shmiah Kodemet L'Masa. It can't be that the Shmiah precedes the Maisa. Because then the Nishma is not a Nishma of Torah. Because it's not Machriach itself from itself Asiya. This nishma has to come through the nasa. It has to come through asiya. With asiya. If you're makdim asiya l'shmiya, then the shmiya has its true tzura. That includes maisa. That shmiya has to include the maisa, which already happened. But if you have shmiya before the maisa, who said it's going to necessarily include maisa? And that's what the Gemara means over here. Lilmod v'lasos v'amaisa nechelik l'shloish v'ayinu l'kachas v'losos v'yishma v'yishma l'havin akol echad v'ayinu shemitchil yikach adem z'atzmi l'asos v'akach yal osiyat v'dishmaya v'achakach yavin yishma v'yavin od. That's what the Gemara says. We have in the pasuk Lakachas Musar Haske Lase Subsaim Arma Yishmachoch Abiyotziv Lechach Lahavin Moshel Amalitza. But first, you need to have the Lamida Nasiya. Starts off with Lomor Velasas, and then you get to Lakachas Lases and Yishma. And the Gemara says Lakachas. What does he mean based on the pasuk Gimel? Lakachas Musar Haskil. The Gemara elsewhere writes that Kabbalah Satorah was Biyadayim Ubedibur. Bedibur B'mamad Har Sinai, Biyadayim B'Kabbalah Sabuchos, Nebuchos Savanim Harid Biyada. It was with hands and with speech. B'mamad Har Sinai, Yer Makabu Torah, and Yadayim B'Shnebuchos Savanim Harid Biyada. And so to the drushes of Matzepach and Yerushalmi Megillah, Perak Aleph, Alachates. Kaf, Kaf, Mikaf Yadosha, like it was Baruch Hu, Lekaf Yadosha Moshe. It says there in the Yerushalmi that the Torah went from a Kaddish Baruch Hu's kafiyat to the kafiyat of Moshe, from hand to hand, to Torah's miskabel biyadayim. Lakachat leolamet paresh al tfisa shel davar biyad. This is lakachas, it's in your hand. Lakachas is to do something. The Torah is called lekach tov, lekicha, taking it into your hands, doing. So it has to bring you to a world of maisa. That's the etzem tzura of Torah. And the Seder Advarim is first you should take yourself to do, be the last as part of the limud, and then you'll have siyata d'shmaya, and then yishma b'yavin. By us, we're not shaykh to the mahalach of Nasa v'nishma, like the Medrash says. Shibartim Nasi Zaru b'nishma. So the Seder Advarim for us is first to learn and then to be mitzarev. The lilmud amanas lasas. And that's the lakachas that the Gemara is talking about, that afterwards we do. But in the ideal world, the Nasa precedes the nishma. But sof davar, whenever you have the limud haTorah, it has to come together with Maisa. That's the etzem tzuva of Torah, and otherwise it just doesn't go. So mitzvah Hashem, we will continue our very profound discussion in the future shir, and thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.